a look at the Haines Assembly's Tuesday agenda. And Southeast Conference Mid-Season Summit kicks off in Juneau. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories are up next. The Haines Assembly has a long agenda for Tuesday's meeting. Recall elections, conflict of interest, and promotion from within are just a few topics that will be covered. I spoke with Hainesboro Manager Deborah Schnabel about what's coming up. I'm here with Hainesboro Manager Deborah Schnabel. Hi, Deborah.
Hi.
I want to jump right into an item in the middle of this agenda. This is a resolution that would ask the state legislature to revisit the part of statute governing recall elections.
It's been put forward by the Alaska Municipal League because many communities have in the last year or two either been threatened with or actually gone through the whole election process for recall. When the statutes for the state are read to determine whether or not there is just cause for a recall petition, it's so vague. There's no grounds. And so the Alaska Municipal League is asking the legislature to revisit the state statutes that would define more closely what a cause would be for a recall election.
We're also looking at the second hearing of an ordinance to define and provide zoning for commercial marijuana facilities. Mm-hmm.
There's several different categories of marijuana cultivation and retail sales. There's, I think, six or seven different categories. And the planner, Holly Smith, has made a recommendation to the Planning Commission, who then approved a zoning map to say, yes, this activity relating to marijuana can happen in this zone. So much like when you go to code right now and you look at, is it possible to do XYZ in this particular zone, it will identify which zones, what activity related to marijuana can be, what activity is legal in that zone.
So the second public hearing on the agenda has to do with conflict of interest and code of conduct, mm-hmm. directly related to you.
It started with my hire as the manager. That's correct.
But maybe not as relevant for you now that your brother is selling his contracting company.
I would hope so. Yeah, we can get rid of some of that anxiety. Yeah.
But can you tell me a little bit about what is involved in this ordinance and why it might still be relevant?
Because when the clerk, I stepped away from making any recommendation to how the ordinance should be adapted to the situation between me as a manager and my brother as a contractor to the borough. So the clerks took over this assignment. And clerks, their life is about words and their life is about ordinances. And when they started digging in to seeing how our ordinance was crafted previously, they believed, or they saw that there were questions of ethics speckled kind of throughout the code in different chapters. We are pulling things out of other chapters and putting it all into one chapter, which deals with not only conflict of interest for elected officials, for borough officials, for regular employees. That's all being put into one chapter.
It's also the second hearing for the ordinance that would allow you to recommend employee promotions. I guess we could look directly at an example
facing us
right in front of us. Right. The clerk, Julie Cossey, is leaving.
Right.
And Aleka Fullerton, the deputy clerk, has applied for that position. And ultimately, you are recommending her.
We did the process exactly as we would do, even without the consideration for promotion from within. So I think that needs to be understood, that we did do an advertisement. There was only one applicant. So that process was enacted, and we're at the place now where I've looked at the resumes, one in this case, and it's Aleka Fullerton, who has been our deputy clerk for a year. So yes, she's been recommended for hire. But I think that the question's a little bit bigger than that, because there's other opportunities. And I think that as an employer, I like to see investment in employees. You know, when we start to invest in people and train them, then there's an assumption that they're going to continue to serve the borough. So I think that promotion from within especially when you've invested in somebody, is a very good idea. In this case, both of those things exist. We have a good candidate. We have invested in her. And I hope that the Assembly sees it that way.
The Assembly is also set to make a decision on some board appointments to the Public Safety Commission. Mm-hmm. And this has sort of gone back and forth. And ultimately, the people that were recommended now by the Public Safety Commission aren't those that were. Well, one of them was originally recommended by mm-hmm. the mayor. Mm-hmm. The other one is not.
Right.
But the Assembly will ultimately decide.
Correct.
To confirm those mm-hmm. or not.
So Pat Heffley of he's a manager of the Search Clinic, and he's been recommended for a seat on the board, as has been Chuck Mittman, who is a longtime volunteer firefighter and EMT. And I think those are good choices, and they will come before the Assembly tonight. And hopefully that will be, the contention will go away.
And one last thing I want to touch on, something that is in your manager's report, and that is this disagreement with Pacific Pile and Marine over site conditions at the Harbor Project.
Right. This is a long process. I think it was in July that our contractor, Pacific Pile and Marine, first told us, hey, this isn't what we expected. And then there's a process for different site conditions. So they presented an argument, well thought out and presented with a lot of substantive documents and stuff. And then our engineer reviewed that and asked more questions. And that was in November, I think. And then in December, the answers came back from PPM. Answers to our engineer's questions. And then finally, I think it was January 29th, we received our engineer's final decision on what he thought. And understandably, we have an engineer who's defending his own initial reports, because what's being contested basically is the conditions that we find. Well, I was going to say on the ground, but underwater, and it is the earth, the conditions of the soil in the harbor were not as stated in the contract documents. And so the whole procedure is to verify that the information that was contained in the contract documents, which essentially is the geological reports, all the technical data about what's under that ground, we have to prove that it was adequate. And I think that we've done a very good job of demonstrating that all that information was contained in the contract documents. So we are not willing at this point in time to, say to PPM, oh, you're right. So the Assembly is going to review the activities so far and the discussions and the going back and forth.
That was Haynesborough Manager Deborah Schnabel. You can link to the full Assembly agenda with this story on our website, khns.org. The KHNS homepage is also where you'll find a link to listen live to the Assembly meeting at 6:30 p.m. Tuesday. Southeast government, business, tribal, and other leaders are in Juneau this week for a regional economic conference. What's called the Mid-Season Summit will take a look at fisheries, timber, mining, tourism, and other topics. Attendees will also hear an update on efforts to restructure ferry system management. The summit is put on by Southeast Conference, a regional development organization. The theme is navigating the Southeast economy. The summit kicks off Tuesday morning with an address by Governor Bill Walker. It runs through Wednesday afternoon when attendees meet with their legislators at the Capitol. Most of the summit is held at the Elizabeth Peratrovich Hall in downtown Juneau. The Southeast Conference holds such events every year. For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.